Gimel Kufesim Abbeis Gufa, five lines from the top, second word. Omer Gidel Murav. So we've quoted before that Rav Gidel Murav said, "Come out to Noisa the Mincha Kach Vekach, come out to Noisa the Bitcha Kach Vekach." So the father is of the Chosin and Kalam. They asked the father of the chosin, "How much are you dedicating to bring into the marriage, to give into the marriage?" He says, "This amount." They asked the father of the kala, "How much are you giving to your daughter to bring into the marriage?" And he says, "Such and such." So they all of them so far as say what they're going to do, and on the bikichu, and then they from that state of discussion they got up and they did kedushin kanu. So both parties are now held responsible to bring that amount of money or items, because hein hinah d'vor ha'niktan b'amira, that over here this the hiskayves k'michal just with dibur alone, you don't need to do any maisa. Okay. No, we did this already. Been to Rashi on it. Amar Rabbi Mistar Musa the Rabbi Bito Nara the Kamati Hanal the Yode Albegeras the Mati Hanal the Yode Loi. That he's chayiv, the father of the kala is chayiv, is because he got something. So if he got something, he's machna. But by begaris, where he doesn't get any money, so then why is he? How is he machna? There's no hanoah, so he's not being machna back. But the more says, but Rabbi says, well, Elohim, however, he swears that Amar Rabbi filu begaris. He said even like he said begaris, where he has no hanoah. Dilote mahachi. Aviha ben, my hanoah also the yode. The Aviha ben doesn't get anything until he's also chayv. He's giving money, not getting money. Alabahi hanoah the komishani the komichasni adori gomri makdal adori. The what they're getting over here is the hanoah of the chitun of the committee of the marriage. So that itself is enough that each one feels bona fide chiyuv, which is called just with a mirror that they are in his chayv to give a certain amount of money. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, the Rav Malo lo nitnu likasev or lo nitnu likasev. So they made his chayvus over here that they're going to put a certain amount into the marriage. Can we document this or not? So. And if we do, that means this Yischaivis will be collecting Lekuchas. So if they make this Yischaivis on Elul, and they haven't paid yet, and meanwhile on Beis Elul they sell, one of them sells some property, can the other one come and collect from the Lekuchas? So there's a Gemara which says that in case of the Dua Maisa Kinyan with Kinyan Suter, we assume that the das of the parties involved is the one who's mechayim himself with the Suter intends or understands that this can be written up. So I mean he's mechayim himself to the point of having a shtar chiyuv against him. So then the other party can write up, have a shtar drawn up that he has to pay. Over here, they're not doing Maisa Kinyan. They just have a mirror. And we're saying a mirror is enough to be kind of. So is this called Nitno Likosev, that we have a right to document this in a shtar or not? So I'm relay, Lo Nitno Likosev. No. That they cannot collect from Shabbatim, because there was no Maisa Kinyan, so that doesn't create a shibud on the nechassim. What it does create is a shibud on the individual. He's nischayiv, he's mechayiv himself to give. So whatever property he has to use to give. But once he sold the property, so then you're arguing that it wasn't because his chiyuv, it's because of the karka, there was a chalois semi-kinyan of a shibud on all the person's property. For that, you need a maisa chinyan. Okay. Esrei. So we had in the Mishnah. A pichin ha yikosed al manashe ezer nezbit chachom eishonim kos match at imi. So the Mishnah said that when the person commits to support his stepdaughter for 5 years, so they were careful not just to say that he's committing to 5 years, because then what happens if he divorces the mother, he's still mechuyev to pay, like the Mishnah says. So he would say, kol zman shat imi. So that was the intelligent way of dealing with it, that therefore he would make a commitment, but only as long as they're still married. He's married to the mother of this girl. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah says, Kaisvin, the ratio, says the Paske Imoi Kadei Shiosan is Bita Chomei Shonim, doesn't mention anything about writing it, it's just he's making a commitment. All of a sudden, the Sefer starts talking about writing. So, how do we understand this writing? So, the Mor says, my Kaisvin, what does it mean that referring to Ksiv over here? It should be Aimrim. The Karle Lamir, Ksiva. So the more, I'm sorry, the more answers when it says Kaisvin, so the assumption is that there was a commitment, which is a psika, like our case over here, there's a psika that's making a certain amount of commitment. And the Mishnah says, you're allowed to write it. And Ravashi said that you're not allowed to write it. So the more answers, no. When the Mishnah said the word Kaisvin, it meant Aimrim. The Pichim would say this and you would not write it. You will not document it like Ravashi says. The Mor says, "Karle Lamir Ksiva." Will the Tana use the word Ksiva when it only means it's just Amira? So Mor says, "In yes, but it's not like we learned over here. But it's not a question; it's a raya." A kosev leishter didn't the worm ainly ben yichsayich. So we had in the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Kosev, that a person writes this lashon of din of the worm ainly ben yisayik. Matari rupchia ha'omer le'ishtay. You don't need ksiva. Amir alone is enough. So when he has in the brisa that the nusach, but the mishnah meant when it said kaisu, it meant armrim. So we have sometimes the Tana will use lashon of ksiva, but it just means amira. And you have no raya that in a case where there was this psika, they made this arrangement that you can then go and put it into a shtar. Okay, Toshma. In Kirsten story, Erisim and Nesuin, Elamidash Neim. So to write up the Shtari Erisin and the Shtari Nesuin, you need the agreement of both parties. The Mor says Ho Midashneim Kaisvin. It means, but if they both agree, they both had committed, so then you do write it. So you see that because they're both committing, you can write a pashtar. Now, when you say shtari erisin, what do we mean? My lab doesn't it mean shtari psikta? What we're discussing over here, that they're making some level of commitment to each other, they're making a psikta to each other, and that's called shtari psikta. And once both parties have committed, so you can write it up. So again, it's a kasha and ravashi. Where it says, no. Lo shtori erisin mamish. When it says shtori erisin, it means not the money they committed because of the marriage. It means the shtar that you use for the marriage. So now, when we discuss the shtar that we use for the marriage, why should you need dashneim?
Erisin mamish.
So where it says kira papa v'rav sharvia, like your papa and sharvia. The Itmar. Kosu lishma v'shalom idaitu. A person, the more learns out from Getz, to Kedushin, that just looking by get, the law is that the shtar used for the for a get has to be written for this woman, the shame this woman. It says the cost of law, say for Kisus, some more darshan, the cost of law, the Shema. So by get, if a person would find they just a form get with the Sefer are practicing and they're writing Leah Bas Avraham, and it turns out that's his wife's name, he says, great, I'll use the get. It doesn't work. Even he wrote it, so he had no das for any person, or he wrote it for das of a different person with the same name. He had two wives with the same name. So it doesn't work. You need the Shema. So the more learns out from, there is a hekish from Shtari, from the Shtar of Gerishin to Kedushin, because it's Yotza B'Hoyesa, the same Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, this week's Parsha, that he one man divorces her, and then she goes and marries somebody else. So Yotza B'Hoyesa B'Hoyesa Lishacher, she leaves his home, and she goes and marries somebody else. So that's a hekish, both in the same Pasuk. So we learn out that it's definitely Shema, when you write, when the person with the Mekadosh and Isha, with the Shtar, the shtar has to be written lishma. What will be if the shtar was written, so that means the man is writing the shtar, so obviously we need his das. She doesn't know that it was being written for her. Right? It could be a case where they plan to get married, he said, listen, I'm going to be writing up a document to be mekadesh you with. So she knows about the shtar erison. No, let's say she doesn't know about it. It was done lishmoa, but shlomidaita, without her awareness and agreement. So Rabbi Rina Amri Mikudeshis. So they hold that it's not a psul. The shtar is a valid shtar, and she's Mikudeshis. But Rabbi Papa and Rabbi Sharvia Amri Eni Mikudeshis. That's not a valid shtar kedushin. Because by gerushin, the woman's do not need the woman's consent for a gerushin at all. So a man can write a shtar for the purpose of divorcing his wife, whether she's aware of it, whether she agrees to it or not, doesn't make a difference. Right? But I'm writing up a shtar that I'm handing Mekadosh woman X, who I have not got her agreement to this whole arrangement. So it's not really written for her, because it could be she's not going to agree to this. So yes, I wrote it for her, but it's not truly written for her, because Mehechatesa, the whole thing. So they hold that if it's Shlomi Daita, it's lacking in Lishma. It's not comparable to the case of a get where he's truly writing this get for the purpose of divorcing the woman, because he has the total power to do that on a Torah level. But she, by Kedushin, we need her agreement. You can't say this document was written for the function of being Mekadosh a woman when it's not really in that at that stage yet. So the Mishlomidaita is a psul. So when the Bryce says, Shtari Erison, Alamidashneim, it means Shtari Erison like Republican of Sharvia. Okay. Toshma. Mishnah said, the case of Mishnah, got a case where there had been a husband X, and then they had, and this woman had a child, and he died or divorced her, and she marries Reuven, and he makes this commitment to support her for 5 years. Then he divorces her, and then Shimon marries her and makes this commitment to support the girl for 5 years. So both of them have a chiyuv to support, like the Mishnah says. And now Reuben and Shimon die. So Mishnah said, so that there is this girl who has a chiyuv that the stepdaughter of Reuben and Shimon, which both Reuben and Shimon have made a commitment to support her for 5 years. And then they have Reuben's and Shimon's other daughters, which there was no commitment. It was the regular din that they get support from the estate of the father. So when they're saying the zonos minichasim bnei charan, but he didn't zonos minichasim mishubadim. So the daughters, their biological daughters, get support from the father's estate as long as it's in the hands of the father's estate. Any property which has been sold, they have no claim on. But the girl, which the father made this, the stepdaughter, the father made a special, specific commitment to, that is, it's like a regular chayv, and they she kabbalas chayv. It's a regular case of a chayv. So any property the father sold after he made the chiyuv, the bal chayv has a right to collect from those nechukas. So you see that it was a case of psika, that he was mechayv himself to something, and we look at it as collect from the chos m'shabodim. It must be because it didn't really cost save. You were right to document it and put it into a shtar. So we're answering, there wasn't just an amira, there was a kinyan suitor. Kinyan yodah means they did a kinyan from the hand of the father over here, or the stepfather, that he's been mechayv himself. And where it says, Ihaki Bodhis Nabi. So then the chiluk is not, it's not intrinsically between the two cases, because you're telling me that if he just says, which is the regular case of Psika, that this stepdaughter is going to get support, she does not collect from the Chasim and Shubanim. She only collects from the Chasim and Echarim. So there's no difference between her and the daughters. The only case is when Kana Miyodai. So Luchara, if a person would do that level of commitment to his daughter, own daughters, they'd also collect from the Chasim and Shubanim. So there's no intrinsic difference between the two. The difference is over here you were kind and over here you weren't kind. So the Mor says, what's the difference? The Mor says, B'shakana Luzu, B'lakana Luzu. He didn't do a Maisik Kenyan suitor for the daughters. So Mor says, so that seems to be just arbitrary. My Pascha, why would we assume that that's the arrangement, that the Mishnah could just like assume this type of situation? That listen, this is the din. She gets or she doesn't get. Tell me, if he does a kinyan for both, they both get. Not for both, neither gets. And then okay for one or the other, like the Mishnah is presenting it as a fact. How could you just give me such a definitive statement, the psak, when why should we assume that's going to happen? Where it says, Ihi, the Havoy B'Shas Kinyan, Mahanele Kinyan, Baruch Lohav B'Shas Kinyan, the Mahanele Kinyan. So the girl is clearly alive, intact here, the stepdaughter, at the time where he marries her. And that's when he's going to make this commitment. So we could assume that he did a Kenyan suitor. But the daughters, you would have to say, they get married, they have children, and at some point in the future, one time he decides to do a Maisa Kenyan to be Mechayim himself to support his daughter. Okay, why should we assume that? Elamai, what? At the time of the marriage, he made a commitment to support all of his daughters. He doesn't have any daughters yet, except for this stepdaughter. So the bonus will have b'shat kinyan, the mahana kinyan. So the kinyan he does that he's mechayv himself to support would not work for the future unborn daughters. Moore says, no. Milo Yaskinan, Davoy Bishaskinyan, can't the case of the Mishnah be that the other, his own daughters also exist at the time of Kinyan? Moore says, how is that possible? Echidomi. Kikaran the Girsha, Viahadra. He married Leah. They had daughters together. He divorces Leah, then he remarries Leah. So now at the second marriage, all of his daughters are in existence, and meanwhile Leah has a stepdaughter from a different marriage. And now you're saying that he's mechayim himself to the stepdaughter, not to his own daughters. Why should I assume the kinyan is only to the stepdaughter, not to his own daughters? And the Mishnah does not differentiate. So Mor says, you're right. So then the difference is the following. Ella. Ihi the less of a tanai bezdin, mehani lekinyan. Bonos the isno of a tanai bezdin, lo mehani lekinyan. Since they have a tanai bezdin, he has a he of the support his daughters, part of one of the chiyuvim that's bezdin put upon him. So kinyan doesn't work. The Gemara says migra gori, because you have a chiyuv bezdin that makes it less, that's weaker than the other case. If anything, tonight bezdin should strengthen it. El benoy said, "Behind the time, the reason why the bonos cannot collect from the chosim shabbatim is not because the shibud wasn't effective for his daughters, his own daughters as well. The shibud is effective for his own daughters as well, and theoretically, they should go to the and say, listen, he made it. He's chayvus his own daughters. Before you bought the property, when you bought the property, there already was the shibud to his daughters. They have a right to come now, collect from that which you bought from the father after this chiyuv for the daughters took place. But at the time of Kiman, the snow, but Tibezin, Amer, Tsrori, Atvesinu. Since that's a chiyuv which he has, not because he personally was Machayev himself, that's a chiyuv which he has, that Bezin was Machayev him. So you have to encourage that maybe he put away money for their support. So when they come to the Kukas say, we don't know that there isn't some money put away somewhere in the estate of the father of the who passed away to support his daughters. So you have the right to collect from us. Go mivar that there's no tsori. Tsori is a bundle of money. It's sore. It's bound up. So possibly there's a bundle of money which he put away for their support. And the more is saying that Adarab, but the one who has a chiyuv of Tanai Bezdin, the daughters, we are more concerned about that possibility than we are for the stepdaughter. So therefore, the stepdaughter can go back to the Ikir Adin, and she has the right to collect from the Chosim Shabbat. Because of it was Nidl Kosev, and they made a shibud and they wrote up a shtar and all those good things, and it's case of Kadam Yadai. But his own daughters, even though their chiyuv is actually greater, they're not going to collect, because that itself is the reason why we have to hush that the father had addressed that in some way before his patira. Rashi. Okay. Nidli Kasev. First narrow line. Nidli Kasev. Now, so Chavim Ksiva the Dover. Did the Chavim say we have a right to draw a star? In Bo Lahachtim Eden B'Dvar Malolu Shein B'Lo Kinyan. If we want to now put sign Eden on the star in this Kiev, which worked without any kinyan. So Ravashi said, "Lo nidli kasev, lo talita b'mishabdi, kibin lek a kinyan lo mishabdi nichsi." Since there is no ma'aseh kinyan, people that can put a chiyuv on the individual, so he through his amira is nischayev to do what he said, and it's not just a nice thing; it's a chiyuv gomer. But that should put a shibud on his property without a kinyan, that you can't do. Samora said, brought from the Toshma, a main question story airs him in the suin. So the Gemara said, it means shari psikta. Because the Gemara said, no, it means shari airs in mamish. Shtar from a kaddis boy, so isha, the shtar that he uses for kedushin. Haram, because that's the kaisei b'shtar u'moysulah. So what does he do? He intones his Dibur of Rabbi Kadeshesli into this document, and he gives her the document, the piece of the shtar, and as if it, and that's Makadasher. So it's clearly the das of the man that is becoming put into the shtar, so we need his das. What about the woman's das? Ashwina, the point of this price is that Sarah Litav Alpia, she has to be agreeable to this writing of a star. Get her papa, Rosh Mashari, Damri, Kosher Shlomi Daita, and the Mekadeshes. it said that she, the stepdaughter collects from the Lekukos Shikir Balaskov. We learned that the Kita Shtora Mitarpa Mishabdi, she needs a star. So why is she have a star? He just said it. You see that by saying it, the Psika, we have a right to document it. So Morris says it was a case of Kanami Yorit. Morris says, so the daughters also. He wasn't kind of by the daughters. Morris says, my Pascha. But to me, it's a question. Is that this is like an established fact to, for the Chachamim, Shekhan and Labas, so Isha, below the bonus, that the standard was that they would do a Kenyan, Maisa Kenyan for the stepdaughter and not for his own daughters. It's so clear to them that that's always the way it's done, to the point, Yeshano Stam, the Mishnah, that we can just write a unqualified statement in the Mishnah, but it's saying there's Zonis B'nichar, Behina Zonis B'Shabadim. How can you make such an unqualified statement when, you know, sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's the other way? Where does this come from? So the Mora says, because the stepdaughter is here at the time of the Kedushin, and his own daughters are not. The Mora says, Milo Eskinen, no. Isn't it possible? It's impossible that his own daughter should be b'shas kinyan. Keep going. The Girsha, he divorced his wife. Vahadra, he remarries her. Kasalot tanayim alav. He's right in these conditions. But it's saying there's honest mibnei charen b'lamim mishabadim that the his own daughters do not collect from mishabadim. The verse says, since they get b'tanai bezin, it says b'non nukman the yevlechim inoy teyasam v'esi v'itzanam in the chasai, that he would, that the chomer mechayev for him to say, and he didn't say as if he said the daughters that we have together have a right to get support from my estate. Benon is. Benon Nukman is that's the word for Benin is sons, Benon is daughters. Or children. Benon Nukman would be female children. Morris says, because she has an ibez and make her gori? But to me, it's a question. Before he died, he gave them bundles of money for it to address their need for support. Who's they can't find?
His actual biological daughters.
No, the problem is the Lekukos have a right to say that they do have money. They have the Lekukos. They cannot cut from the Lekukos. The Lekukos can say that there's sorority somewhere. So the one case where it's relevant is if the father before he died did a Hidas Baldin. Try to debate him that he didn't. Then that they would theoretically collect from the kuchos in a case where they had documented it with kind of the other. Barring that, we say that, you know, well, the girl said we're married, we didn't get any money, so if we should collect from them, that doesn't work. Obviously. Okay, so the Mishnah said in a case where a woman married to person X, that person died or divorced her, they had a daughter together, now she marries Reuven, and Reuven's Mekhayev to support her for 5 years, and Reuven divorces her and she marries Shimon, so he cannot say, yeah, I'll support her. When she lives by me, I'll support her. But she'll not live by him because she's living with her mother by the second person. So the chishtava etzli azarna, but rather malach mazanis to where she is. Amar chis is oisimeres bas etzel ima. So we see from the assumption of the Mishnah that the daughter is living together with the mother. So that, because the Mishnah said, the Malcolm is on the Makam She'ima, where her mother is. The gifts of the Mishnah with the Makam Ima. So we, means the daughter has a right to impose, as it were, on the marriage of the second, that the we can assume, even though whether the second person is mechayev or not mechayev, it doesn't make a difference. Ruma is mechayev, she's divorced, so maybe she goes to live with her brothers. Why are we assuming she goes to live with her mother? So Morris says, we see that the halachic assumption is that we have a right to impose on the second husband that the daughter has to come. The Morris says, "Memayde begdala skinan, the mekatana skinan." So by katana, obviously that's true. That she needs her mother. But by case where the girl is a gedola, so we there's no automatic halachic assumption that we can impose, and he's forced to bring the daughter in. And by case of katana, that's the assumption that it has to be like that. Why is that the assumption? Because the Maaseh show you, because the story which took place. The Tanya, Mishemes, Behiniach ben katan leimoy. So the person died, and there's a yosem. Yerushahav amrim yehi gadol etzlenu. V'imoy meres yehi bni gadol etzli. Menichin osay etzel imoy. So we take the child to live with his mother. V'menichin osay etzel royal Yerushah. We don't leave the child by people who have a halachic status of being Yerushim, because if he dies, he is the Yerush of his father. When he dies, the property will then revert to the father's family. Because Maaseh Hoya v'shechtuhu, they killed the child in order to get the Yerusha. There was a gift of Erev Rosh Hashanah. That was a good thing to do, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? Renelo. Right? So we see from over here, from the Brisa, that we don't put, so the same thing over here, this daughter going to have her live with her relatives as opposed to with the mother, we have the Maaseh Shehoyah that we don't allow that, because they would be impacted by her, they would be impacted positively by her death. But the more so, that's only by a case of a katana, by a gedola, or a gadol, we're not worried about that they have the ability to take advantage of a person and kill them. We're just worried about that happening to a young child. Okay. The Mor says, let's just finish off. In Cain, if that's true, there's a difference in the case of a gadol and a katana, listing the makam shehi, we'll say where the mother is. Well, it depends. If it's a katana, goes to where the mother is. If it's a gadol, goes to where she is, which might be by her brothers. So why does the Mishnah say Makam She'ima, where the mother is? Makam Ima, where the mother is, just depends how old the girl is, etc. My the Makam She'ima, Shemata Minoa, Bas Eitzel Ha'im, Loishna Gdela, Loishna Ketan. So we see that there's an automatic halachic assumption that the person marries somebody, he's Mechayev himself to take care of the daughter will move in with the mother as well, even if the daughter is a Gdela. Okay.